From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. The Alaska legislature ended its session in the early hours of Sunday morning. It agreed to the next state budget. That budget includes $5.4 billion spent on the part of the operating budget the legislature focuses on. It's more than $400 million higher than the current budget. Most of the increase is for a boost to the permanent fund dividend. It would be $1,600 this year. The budget draws from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for government services for the first time. Bethel Democratic Senator Lyman Hoffman says it's an important step.
I believe that it's historic that we are using what many refer to as the rainy day account for the first time.
The budget also includes a nearly $1 billion transfer from permanent fund earnings to the fund's principal. That money is intended to keep up with inflation. It's the first such transfer in 3 years. The legislature also passed the capital budget. It includes funds for the Port of Anchorage. It would increase funding for public schools, including pre-kindergarten. It would fund an enhanced statewide 911 system, and it would cover most of a shortfall in Medicaid funding for the next 7 weeks. Some healthcare providers would have to wait until July to be paid. Governor Bill Walker held a 2:30 a.m. press availability Sunday morning after lawmakers adjourned. He says the permanent fund draw represents progress.
It gives predictability. It protects the dividend going forward. It protects the permanent fund. And it closed 80% of the fiscal gap. We went from a $3.7 billion hole to a $700 million hole. Boy, that's a significant step. Is it done? No, it's not.
The remaining budget gap would draw from another piggy bank, the Constitutional Budget Reserve. The size of the draw depends on the price of oil. Governor Walker must decide whether to sign the bills before they become laws. And a Juneau woman was awarded an $18,000 Rasmussen Fellowship to interview Indigenous elders in Alaska, Canada, and the Lower 48. Susan Stark Christensen's fellowship will focus on a film documenting the preservation of tribal knowledge. The Rasmussen Foundation announced Friday that 35 Alaska artists were awarded grants through the foundation's Individual Artist Award Program. 10 Alaskans were awarded fellowships. 5 other Juneau area artists were among the 25 project's awards. The project awards were for $7,500. And taking a look at weather today, showers with a high near 47 degrees, southeast winds around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely, mainly before 4 a.m. And this just in from the City and Borough of Juneau and AELNP, the Flume Trail is open after repairs. And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.